Cassandra Sato took a deep breath and surveyed the scene in front of her. Her parents were outside her house chatting away with a neighbor man across the street. The way they gestured to a large magnolia tree full of pink blooms, she guessed they were comparing gardening patterns in Nebraska to theirs at home in Hawaii. Her bungalow-style home looked similar to the others on her quiet street. Two stories, detached one-car garage, small backyard, landscaped front yard with well-tended flower beds. The small town of Carson fit the Midwestern stereotype in almost every way. Cassandra's dad wasn't a big talker, but her mother could strike up a conversation with anyone, willing or not, and Cassandra lost count during her childhood at how many times she'd been embarrassed by her mother's outgoing personality. Meanwhile, her West Highland Terrier dog, Murphy, was wagging his tail excitedly at the sight of her next-door neighbor's poop-scooping service truck. Murphy begged to go outside, so Cassandra took him to the backyard, where he ran straight to the college-aged worker who methodically walked the yard carrying a hoe-like device and a customized scoop. The young man crouched down next to the fence where Murphy was bouncing and barking excitedly and pulled a treat from his pocket, which Murphy eagerly gobbled up. As the man went about his job, Cassandra said, "My dog seems to recognize your truck."
"Yeah, he's run outside the past few times after I pulled up. What's his name?"
He came back to the fence and held his palm low while the dog sniffed his hand. "Murphy," said Cassandra. "Usually he comes to the office with me at Morton College, but I've been off work recently."
"I'm Nate Parker, a sophomore at the college."
He poked a finger through the chain links and scratched behind Murphy's ear. His kindness and thoughtfulness impressed her, despite not being his customer. "Let me know if you ever need a reference for your next job. You seem to take customer service seriously." Medium height and average build, Nate's hoodie covered his hair so she could only see his friendly face. He shrugged.
"I'm good with dogs. My boss lets me fit my hours in around my other commitments, and the money helps me with rent and stuff."
"Well, thank you for being so nice to Murphy. He can be fickle about who he likes." Mostly, Murphy was touchy around her. She'd adopted him only a few months earlier, but they were still adjusting to each other. Cassandra watched as Nate finished his job and drove away, a pang of guilt washing over her. She hadn't taken the time to get to know all her neighbors, much less the friendly young man who had been feeding her dog treats. At the same time, she felt impatient to get back to work, obsessed with climbing the academic ladder at Morton College and using her current position as vice president of student affairs as a stepping stone to something bigger. Her mother's voice broke through her thoughts.
"Hey, honey, girl, you've been staring into the sky for 5 minutes already. What happened?"
To local Carson residents, her parents had an accent from being born and raised on Oahu, the descendants of Japanese immigrants. People called it Pidgin English or Creole, but to Cassandra, it just sounded like home. She could switch comfortably between island-style casual language and formal academic discourse with ease, depending on the situation. Cassandra shook her head, trying to clear her mind.
Sorry, Mom. I was just thinking about work."
"Again," her mother sighed. "You always thinking about work. You need relax more."
"I have been enjoying myself," Cassandra protested. "I took time off to spend with you and Dad."
They walked around to the back door and went inside the kitchen with Murphy on their heels. Her mother grabbed a treat from the tiny pantry, and Murphy inhaled it and rushed farther into the house.
True, her mother conceded. "But we've still never gone to Omaha Zoo yet. And we got to finish Meg's baby shower project yet, too."
Visiting a bunch of caged animals wasn't exactly her favorite way to spend an afternoon, but she pasted a smile on her face and nodded.
"Sure, Mom. We'll see the zoo before you leave. And I got us tickets to see the Three Musketeers show on opening night.